from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Trayvon Hairston, age 25 at the time of this interview.
My connection to Hazelwood is this is where I was born and raised. This is where I've been at since the beginning. I never left. I mean, there was like violence and stuff, but like it was fun. We was outside all day doing whatever, from football, basketball, hide and go seek, release the den. We know games that y'all probably don't even be playing no more. But it was fun. It was a fun time though. Lost a lot of friends, gained some friends, been through hard times, you know, but I'm still here. So that's a blessing. And I'm investing myself into the community and the youth around here. My father, I grew up without him. Like at first, he used to pick me up every other weekend and stuff like that, but like he took the wrong road, went to jail. He got out a few years ago, but before he got out, he was in jail the last 10 out of 11 years before that. That's half my life. But he taught me what not to do, you know? When he was in jail, I learned what could get me taken away from my family, what can hurt my family, what could hurt myself and stuff like that. And then another reason why he inspired me, because he was in jail for 5 years. He got out of jail for 1 year and went back for six. But when he got out, he did all positive things. He's taking care of his grandkids, stuff like that. Like, he's just doing what's asked of him. Because now that I'm older, he used to be like, you know, when I come home, I'm going to do this for you, do that. I'm like, I don't need that no more. Like, for like, you missed that. But now, I'm like, just be good to your grandkids, and you got me. You know, you be good to them, I'm on your side. I graduated from Ordered Ice 2010. June 21st, went right to IUP, Punxsie campus, by July 4th, had like a week off. And I graduated from up there May 2015 with a health and phys ed, a bachelor's, and a sports admin minor. Experience was great, honestly. Like, I had ups and downs. I met a lot of people who I still communicate with today. But, like, school experience, you know, you don't got your mom up there. You don't got nobody telling you what to do. You got to wake up yourself, go to class. You got to be disciplined. You got to study. After school, it was extremely hard. I got out in the summer, so I got a summer job. And after the summer job, it took me, like, almost a whole year to find a job, and it wasn't even in my major. I was working at a rehab facility as a behavioral tech specialist, and I was there for a while until I started my own company. My goal, honestly, was to be an NFL player, so I didn't meet that goal. But besides that, it was to go to school and start my own business, and that's what I did. So I met the main goals that I feel like were worth it. I started a landscaping company called Settle Grounds. Started last year, September. Already received a contract and, you know, just working on building it up and up till it's known everywhere. My friends pushed me to keep going. Started a music group called Most Grill, which is out of Hazelwood. Even got an artist signed to Taylor Gang. We're starting up a construction company, too, called Grand Renovations. Because it was hard finding jobs, I went and got a trade in construction so I could just have more stuff under my belt so I'll be able to do stuff like real estate and buy houses and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind being the president of an organization one day. And my first goal coming out of school was to become part of the Steelers front office. I tried and tried to do that, but I still would like to do that too. But my main goal is to keep my entrepreneurship going, have Settled Grounds grow into a mentor piece and stay landscaping and eventually, you know, be a piece where it could be in Hazelwood and help the youth out too. Because even now, like I even hired a couple people and I only hired within the neighborhood because I want to see people where I'm from know that somebody who's in the same classroom as them, somebody's on the same field, who walk the same streets, we capable of doing whatever we want. I wouldn't even consider myself successful yet. I mean, I overcame. I went to school. I got a business. I got trades under my belt. Like, I'm still going through everyday struggles, living check to check. I still feel like I got, like, a long way to go. Having a daughter, it changed my life greatly. You know, even the way I go about things, I got to take her into consideration, like when I'm out on how I treat females and how I'm going to be the rest of my life because she sees me, you know, how I treat her mom and whatever she sees, she picks up on. You know, she's 9 months And like, she changed my life for the better, for sure. My mom's name is Tiffany Turner. She's big in the community. She worked at the rec center like my whole childhood. So she was always involved in the community. So it was just like I just picked up right behind her. I just want my legacy to be just me be viewed as just a positive role model, just being there for my community, my family. Everything I do in between is like for everybody else, honestly. I think about building for my daughter's grandkids, you know, making sure they're okay. Because like if I'm just thinking about tomorrow, I'm not going to get nowhere. You really got to plan for down the line, like literally generations. You could come from a urban area. You could come from violence. You could come from poverty. You come from despair and you could make something out of that. You could be positive. You could still go to school. You could pick up trades. You could coach, do anything. Like, I just find any way to increase my skill set and just help out as many people as I could. Everything's at arm's reach. If you stay focused, determined, if you know what you want, put a plan behind it, write it down, write down your goals, and let it be known what you're trying to do, and the people around will help you. And you'll be surprised how much people are willing to help you when you're willing to help yourself.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Charles Almond and Daryl Pulley. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.